That means on deck is D. Rogers Lupin. Please welcome up Logan Phillips.
This next poem is a new poem. It's very close to my heart. I hope you all feel it. It's called My Neighbors, the Elephant Sodomizing Poltergeists. The way my neighbors bang around, you think they were sodomizing elephants over there. Maybe they're runaways from the circus on leave from the big tent circuit. Or maybe they're ghosts who haunt me in the afternoon, making me transpose my vowels using cold afternoons and making my tongue feel stoned. Spooky. But more likely their highs are turned down and their lows are turned up, making them sound like a trunk full of speakers, muffling out blown out ranchera, rumbling by my grandma's old house on the south side at 11 p.m. on Mother's Day. Boom, boom, boom. And in this way, my neighbors are fucked up on a snowy afternoon, training their elephants, balancing their spinning plates, throwing around dumbbells as if repetitions were boring and avant-garde weightlifting were the new Atkins Viagra craze. Botox! In fact, I wonder how much better this poem would be if I weren't constantly distracted by their elephant humping and their bathroom curtain rod trapeze, their sword swallowing and their plunger swallowing, their money borrowing and their music playing, their arguments and their tap dancing, their girlfriends, their boyfriends, their lions jumping through hoops of fire, their loneliness, video games and howling dogs, boredom and long distance phone calls, coughing at night and saying, dude, too much during the day. But maybe they're ghosts, dude. And I can get angry at them. Stop it with the elephants. Elephants are animals too. Or maybe I could get angry at them for making the same sounds that I do every day. And maybe my neighbors, the elephant sodomizing and poltergeists, and I can have shouting matches through the drywall. Or maybe I'll just leave them alone, because really, aren't we all a little inclined to linger a little long at the elephant cage at the zoo?
That's Dirty Verbs, aka Logan Phillips. Or something.